So we go through those contingencies like we used to do for the government as well. Go through different contingencies. It's all in good fun. Until it's not. In Hawaii, they're all wrapped up. They all think they're going to fucking die from from COVID. There's been like one death a week. They're all the communists and the liberals in Hawaii have everybody ramped the fuck up. Measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19 continue ramping up in Hawaii, providing new opportunities for communists and tyrants to unleash advanced surveillance technologies on the unsuspecting public. It's all about keeping you safe. So let's let a robot dog loose. What could go wrong?
You fucked up. You trusted us. You fucked up.
It's on a loop. In Hawaii this year, the Honolulu Police Department employed a robotic dog from Boston Dynamics to patrol and monitor the homeless community equipped with cameras, two-way communication, artificial intelligence, and autonomous data collection capabilities. The robot scans eyes to detect for fevers. And that could signal a person who has COVID-19. And then it interviews those who have tested positive. I'd say, yeah. I'm not feeling right over here. I'm not feeling right here. Some dude behind it tied a rope to its leg. Hook that rope down at the harbor. Watch this son of a bitch get yanked out to sea. Lieutenant Joseph O'Neill. They're doing great work in Honolulu PD. I mean, the crime rate in Honolulu is through the fucking roof. There's vagrants, dangerous vagrants roaming the fucking streets on the Big Island, right? And these guys are worried about scanning the eyes of homeless for a fever. How about solving a crime? Lieutenant Joseph O'Neill supports the use of the robot dog. He stated a person will ask for food, they will ask for water, they'll ask for masks. They were all things that we had to do face to face with someone, and we could facilitate through the robot. And that was the reason for it.
Hey, let's get a robot. I mean, we keep having to tangle with these upstarts of the street, these homeless vagrants, these vagabonds. They had the audacity to ask us for food. I mean, why did I get involved in this law enforcement racket? I didn't know I was going to be pestered by these cretins.
Now they can sit back at the station.
You look pretty hungry out there, buddy. You're not losing your mind. This is your robot dog talking. I bet you could use a sandwich, huh, pal?
These were all things that we had to do face to face. Now we can use the robot.
Hey, pal, you hungry? I can tell by your eyes. Yeah. They're bloodshot. What do you want, buddy? If you're hungry, we can tell by your GPS. There's a sandwich shop right next to you. Why don't you get a fucking sandwich, you hobo?
Don't worry about the human rights concerns. Pay no attention to this robot dog. It's here to help you. It's in no way intimidating, Lieutenant Joseph O'Neill said. No one has said to us, that's scary, that's worrisome. It's more of a positive interaction. I'm sure it is. Right. If you see these fucking things, I see them on the internet and I'm creeped out by them. If they came rolling up to you on the street, Excuse me,
good sir. You seem to be running a fever.
Get the fuck out of here. I said, get the fucking rope. We're going to see if fucking electronic Fido can swim. Bitch, you better get a surfboard. Because The sets are rolling in, and you're about to get wet. Put that on your camera. Citizens from New York felt otherwise. New York City, when the Boston Dynamics robot was released in the city late last year. No one could tell the difference between that robot and de Blasio. But anyway. I can't believe what I'm seeing. It felt surreal. It scared me. Said President NYCHA, President of the Resident Association, Melanie Ocello, who witnessed the robot respond to a domestic dispute at the public housing complex. This is where we're going, folks. Don't fucking kid yourself. That's why they don't care if they lose the police. They want those people to be robots anyhow. That's why we sit around here and we come up with scenarios on a that I talked about. So you understand where this is going. Remember RoboCop? Here we are. Well, the NYPD returned the dog to Boston Dynamics and terminated its contract. Don't worry, in Honolulu, though, they're ready. They're going to have these things all over the street. It's scary. It really is. I remember seeing the robot, a robotic dog from Boston Dynamics was patrolling a park in Singapore last year. It was playing like pre-recorded messages to the people walking around in the park, reminding them to social distance. Let's keep Singapore healthy. Let's keep Singapore healthy. Me. For your own safety and those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart. No, there's nothing creepy about that, right? You pull that shit down south, that fucking robot better know how to work a fan boat. You'd find that thing swimming in the swamp. Just more proof that these guys don't give a shit about you. What happens when one of these things go fucking haywire? Because the guy directing it is a maniac like Fauci. Oh, we didn't anticipate that. We couldn't shut it down. It was weird. That wasn't in the instruction manual that it would go fucking nuts. Oh, and by the way, just last week, they started producing these things from another producer, a competitor to Boston Dynamics, with gun turrets on their back. So you don't need to roll down Rodeo with a shotgun like Rage Against the Machine. Your new fucking Fido law enforcement robot will have a fucking hand cannon mounted on its back in case you give it any sass. Can't make it up. Mexican cartels. Wasn't Heels Up supposed to be down at the southern border? She was put in charge of the southern border, this bitch. She's never done anything in her life. You notice the people that are in charge of our government have no resume. They haven't done anything. So if you have a loser at home, folks, if you have a kid who's just a non-starter and going nowhere, there's always hope for them. They can become vice president or even president of the fucking United States. Can you believe it? Al Green will tell you, the good Reverend Al Green down in Memphis, We stopped in on his church once, Al Green, down outside of Memphis. And we said, there's not much going on at this church. He was giving a ceremony and a sermon. We thought this place was rocking and rolling, you know what I mean? And they wait till church is over, and then they bring the band out, and then they get it on. Got Al Green as the goddamn reverend. He gets really spiked things up. But people get ready because the folks in charge of this country are complete flunkies. Mexican cartels now are paying American teenagers $1,000 a head for every illegal they drive from the border. Who said you can't get a job? Country. Mexican cartels are paying American teenagers $1,000 a head. That's going on. There you go. Cartels are paying teenagers, 15, 16-year-olds, $1,000 for every migrant they can drive to Houston. So you've got teenagers with cars back and forth from the border to Houston all day long. $1,000 a pop. Where's Carmella? That's what we'll call her, Carmella. Not Kamala. Carmella. She's part of the fucking Sopranos. She's part of the organized crime family. Now, folks, I'm not surprised by that. We're moving on, though. We talked about this right when Tony Wet Blanket Blinken stood or sat on his skinny, wrinkled ass in front of the United States and said there was only 100 people still, 100 Americans still, quote unquote, who've decided to stay behind in Afghanistan. Like it was their fucking decision. Not stranded. Not left for dead by this so-called government who gives a shit about you. And we said on here, that's a lie. We're hearing it's like 750 to 1,500 people or maybe more. Now that was months ago. Literally months ago. And these liars the whole time have maintained this charade that there's 100 dopes. The way they portray it. Just 100 dummies that wouldn't listen to us. These fucking dummies. They deserve what they get. Remember Airplane the movie? Shauna, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash. Well, now the Pentagon, run by such incredible people like General Sheetcake, Pentagon is confirming there's nearly 450 Americans trapped in Afghanistan, which means you have to double it because these are serial liars and career liars who always don't tell you the truth when they come out and supposedly tell you the truth. So you're still looking at about 1,000 people. And if you're not, well, 500 is a lot fucking different 2 months later than 100 2 months ago. And they're not just still in Afghanistan. They're fucking de facto hostages. Nobody cares. So when Al Green thinks people get ready, you should be ready to be abandoned by your government too. When they're not trying to put a mystery serum in your arm, or those of your loved ones or kids, they're happy to leave you in the lurch among terrorists. Although sometimes between radical terror cells in the United States government, it's hard to tell the difference. Sad as that sounds. Pentagon stated just today that there are nearly 450 American citizens still in Afghanistan following August U.S. military withdrawal. Withdrawal, is that what it was? It was a fire sale. Of course, that's only five times more. Of course, the story from Fox News is likewise disingenuous. It's still five times more than the Biden administration claimed. But it's more than that because it's five times 2 months later. So how much of a lie was it 2 months ago? And how many people have made it back stateside since then, etc.? Of course, if you notice, there's never any details like this in the media. No one asks any pressing questions. You see how they do with Biden? How are your allergies, Mr. President? I'll take a fucking wiffle ball bat to that reporter's head, I swear. If I was in the press, well, it used to happen in the State House. I was covering the governor's office. I would literally say to reporters, like old timers, but I say old timers, they're 50, right? Like my age now. And I was in my 20s. They say, do you know how long I've been covering something? I said, I will fucking knock you out. You understand? I will knock you the fuck out. Don't you ever even eyeball me again. Give a fuck who you are. You're 50 years old. You're a reporter in the State House. This is a stepping stone for me. This is your career. You're a fucking joke. Well, here we are. This is the kind of people we're talking about. Happy to lie to you on behalf of the government and do nothing about it. They can't even call this a hostage situation. Fox News, etc., other media organizations. What is it then? Are they trapped? What happened? Did a building collapse on them? Maybe it was the same building that that Biden struck with a Hellfire missile, killed 7 kids. Maybe that building collapsed on them. Is that how these Americans are trapped? No, they're trapped because you fucking abandoned them. The number is one thing. Lowballing a number and lying, we expect that from these criminals. But what are you doing about it to get these people home? Nothing. Zero. Zero. Nothing. Not doing anything. Is there anything about in this story about that? Let me see. Fox News, blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Press briefing, State Department, blah, blah, blah. They're debating the figure. They're debating the figure. This is the news that the Biden administration lied. I told you that the first fucking day that they were lying. You should be able to figure that out by yourself by now. You're very smart. There's nothing in here about how to get them home or any pressing obligation by the Biden administration, by the White House, by the State Department, etc., to get them home. It's just a story that they lied. How are you getting these people home? Nobody cares. They're trapped. Like it's a Scooby fucking Doo episode. Yeah. Can't make it up. Biden's still telling that bullshit story he's been telling for years about this fake Amtrak tale story. It's not even worth covering. I don't even know. The Young Bucks put it in. He's a liar. We know that. Next. He tells this story about Amtrak and all this. Nothing checks out, he says. Of course, he lives in his own fucking mind, in his own reality. He's done this for years. Decades. He's a serial liar on his best day. Now he can't even remember his lies, which makes him a dangerous liar. Well, serial liars are smart enough to keep it together. He never was. Can't make it up. You know what kills me too? He says he commuted every single day of his political career, 263 miles a day on Amtrak. From the time he was elected U.S. State Senator, United States Senator, to his vice president, blah, 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 right? It's like $90 a round trip. How did you swing that on a $160,000 salary? I'm just curious. Oh, because I've ridden the train when he's been on the train. I've been on the same train as this guy. Because that's the train station I use when I go to New York or when I go to D.C., that's the train station I use in Boston, right? Right down the road. Wilmington. And I've seen him get on the train. There's no ticket. I got a fucking ticket. This guy rides the train for free. I've seen Chuck Schumer get on the train. It's no ticket. Gets on the train in New York. These guys, if he rode the train and commuted back and forth every day of his career, he'd be fucking broke. $200 a day. 5 days a week. Think about it. $1,000 a week. 52 weeks in a year. $52,000 he paid to Amtrak. He didn't pay a fucking dime. It's not even that he paid a dime and it was reimbursed from the United States Senate, the United States Treasury. He never paid. He's a fucking train hobo. You might as well give him a can of Sterno and put him in a boxcar with a bandana on a stick. This guy's box. You heard of Boxcar Willie? This is Boxcar Biden. Yet he brags about it. Like he's some kind of working class hero. Maybe he's been listening to Bruce and Obama's podcast, Working Class Heroes. He not only got to ride the train for free, he gets to brag about it. Fuck out of here. Not to mention when he was vice president, he used to fuck up a whole train car because they thought, oh my God, it's dangerous. Someone could harm Joe. Harm Joe? Why would anybody want to harm him? It's much more fun watching him harm himself. We've lost the camera, so we'll just keep rolling at this point. At least to the end of this little ditty, and then we'll... Anyway, he tells a story that doesn't even check out. He's always telling stories that don't make any sense. He's always lying, exaggerating, and speaking about things that simply did not happen or did not happen the way that he... In the media, he gets a free fucking pass. It's unbelievable. If Trump did something like this, oh my God, they'd have the knives out for him in about 14 seconds. Carve him up like fucking Edward Scissorhands working on a fucking shrub. But this guy, of course he gets. I mean, look no further how corrupt the media is. They treat this guy like he's some kind of a god. This man has the IQ of a mud puddle. Do you understand? and that's being cruel to mud puddles. It's not even worth going into. He's just living in his own dimension. But no, dimension. Could be a Latin root of dementia. We'd have to check out the word origin. Maybe we're onto something there. Anyway, I gotta fix the camera. Well, there's other people who can't stop either. The Young Bucks handed this to me a day and a half ago. I think we had it running through the meat grinder, so to speak. Other folks who can't stop. Dr. Frankenstein, he can't stop either. Of course, as I said, as the spotlight continues to grow hotter on this menace, Fauci, other things, disturbing things will come out, and here we are. Now, we can't do it all here. There's some other folks out there doing some good work, and we appreciate it. It's a group effort. But this guy is bad fucking news. Makes you wonder why Trump said, Fauci's a great guy, you know, we kind of get along, you know. Oh, is he a great fucking guy? Maybe you're not a very good judge of character, sir. I think that's probably more like it. Fauci's been on the hot seat here the last couple days, you know, torturing puppies. But we talked about the torturing dogs in September. Of course, now it's blown up, which is good. I'm not looking for fucking credit. The more the merrier. But you guys knew about it a month ago. That's my responsibility, and our responsibility to you is try to get things to you early. Now today, or yesterday, on the Pain in the Morning show, we talked about his torturing of monkeys, psychological warfare on monkeys to study fear. Over $100 million over 2-3 decades, whatever the hell it was. Cutting parts of monkeys' brains out and destroying parts of monkeys' brains with acid. Prior to that, it was removing the vocal cords of beagles so they couldn't cry out in pain and yelp and bark because they were being eaten to death by sandflies and parasites while they paralyzed the dogs so they couldn't move. Nice guy. He's a real fucking hoot at the Christmas party, I bet. Dr. Frankenstein. And of course, I've talked about just the number of people whose deaths he's directly responsible for from the HIV/AIDS epidemic. And he put the epidemic in HIV/AIDS. He did. But he's a fucking national hero. You people have lost your ever-loving fucking mind, whatever little there was to begin with. Now it comes out. Fauci, the good Dr. Fauci, the man of the year, the sexiest man alive. Oh, not to the orphans he used for AIDS experiments in New York City. You just knew we were going to go down this route, didn't you? The infamous Dr. Fauci. Hey, we just talked about, you know, using taxpayer money to fund cruel experiments on beagle puppies. But who's keeping track? The puppies were eaten alive by parasite-infected flies and sand fleas, but hey. Then they were later killed and dissected for the ones that didn't die in the first place. Again, this was all through the National Institute of Health Division, Fauci's bread and butter, and that doesn't even include the experiments. And that was in 2005 or something like that. In 2018, he spent millions in taxpayer funds to experiment on monkeys, to torture monkeys, and experiment with their brains to teach scientists at the NIH the effects of fear. And guess who the monkey is now? You are the monkey. And they're experimenting to see how you handle fear, and you're not doing very well, by the way. They didn't even have to take part of your brain. You never had a full brain to start with, apparently. And of course, we know that going back to March 2020 on this very show, I would say the first show in the country that said that these assholes cooked this up in Wuhan in the federal government, the United States federal government. We were the only show that said that.